Today I got a series of texts from an old employee of mine. Her name is Paula. She first texted me to let me know she was at an event, one that I've gone to in the past, one that I've been affiliated with, and how many people there had mentioned my name when she said where she was from. She talked about how big of an impact that I've made on other people's lives. And she closed by thanking me for the impact that I've had on her life as well. I'm Steve Baumgartner, your host of the Fire Forge Leader Podcast. My mission here today and the mission of this podcast is to serve you through providing knowledge, tools, and resources around leadership strategies on three primary battlefronts. Those battlefronts are simply out in the workplace, in your community, and most importantly, with your family at the house. Now let's get to work.
Leaders are not born in a womb. They are forged through heat, pressure, and a whole lot of sweat. The Fire Forge Leader Podcast serves the audience through exploring leadership at work, in the community, and with the family, using a practical perspective and real-life experiences from the host, Steve Baumgartner, and his guests in the Forge. Now, it's time to enter the Forge with the Fire Forged Leader.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fire Forge Leader Podcast. You know, if you like this show, I really would appreciate you doing the three things that I ask you to do every time. And I ask you that so that this podcast can keep on growing and getting out to more people. The more times that you do this, the higher in the rankings it goes, the more people it serves. So those three things are: make sure to give this show a rating, 5-star if you really like it. And while you're there, I'd like you to write a review to let other people know why you listen to the show. And last, but certainly not least, smash that subscribe button so you don't miss out on a single episode. Finally, before we get into it today, I wanted to do a little bit of follow-up with you. What kind of leader would I be if I didn't do a follow-up? And I'm going to ask you today, did you have a chance to go and check out my friends at Black Rifle Company? Remember, these aren't the coffee guys. Black Rifle Company is a data and marketing service for the outdoor industry. If you need someone to help you better connect with your customers in the outdoor hunting space, the outdoor firearm space, that's what these guys do. They are experts in the field, and their passion leads companies to 10 times growth. Sounds pretty damn good to me. So you can contact them on their website, which is www.blackrifle.company. And remember, data is what drives us and informs us in every action we take. So make sure that that data is working for you. Once again, that's www.blackrifle.company. All right, so let's get into it. There is a powerful idea that was spoken by Maya Angelou. It was spoken many times before it came out of her mouth, and it's been spoken many times since. No matter who said it first or last, though, it's very powerful. And I've been doing a lot of reflection on it lately. So here's how it goes. People will never forget what you said. They will never... Excuse me. Rewind. People will forget what you said, what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Now let's unpack that for a minute, shall we? It's about legacy, people. All right? It's about your legacy. The echoes we leave behind are spoken in the hearts and minds of others. All right? So now think about this for a minute. How often do you actually remember exactly what someone else said or exactly what they did? Now, I've dealt with HR quite a bit in my career, right? And I've talked to them about different witness statements. I've read witness statements from multiple parties. Nobody ever remembers exactly what people say. They never remember what they do. But they certainly remember how they felt at that moment. And then they translate that back to words or actions on paper. So for all of us, it's really hard to recall things that people say and do, right? But how they made you feel, that's something that sticks right here, right in the middle of your chest, doesn't it? Whether it's a really good feeling or whether it's a horrible feeling, it sticks right there. Now, when we think about this, it teaches us something very vital about human connection. Our actions and our words, they're fleeting. But the feelings we invoke in others, that's where real impact lies. It's why a simple act of kindness, empathy, or being a mentor to someone else can be remembered for a lifetime. It's why these simple moments can alter someone else's day or even their path. And sometimes we don't even realize them. There's been many times in my life when someone comes up after years and thanks me about something. They talk to me about something and I'm like, "You're welcome." And I sit there and think, I'm not sure I even remember that. Or maybe I think, "Man, that wasn't such a big deal. What are they going off about here? I don't get it." But it's these kind of things too that keep me going. And I've talked about this before. You know, the reason why I started this podcast and a lot of the things that I do are simply to share things that I've learned, lessons that I've learned the hard way. And the reason I do it is because people told me that my words have a lot of impact and that I have a lot to share and that I needed to get my message out there. So when I started all of this, my goal was simply, I need to reach one person. I need to impact one person, and that'll be enough. One person. And I've done that. I've done that multiple times. And I understand that impact. But of course, I'm human. And I work and work and work on these episodes. It takes a lot of time to do this stuff. But then I see my brand grow. I see this grow. I see the popularity. I see it taking off. And I watch the growth through the metrics. And I forget about the mission sometimes, which was the impact. And not the popularity, not the money, not the fame, not any of that. It's about the impact. If I could just touch one person, it's good enough. And when my mind goes off like this, when I see the numbers and they're growing and I'm getting pumped up and I'm feeling good about myself, eventually what goes up must come down. And there's times, you know, there's a time that's coming up. The numbers are going to start to decline. Why? Because people are going to start going on vacation for the summer. They're going to start spending more time outside, playing softball, whatever it is. But those numbers will start to decline once again. And in these moments, I start to worry a little bit. I start to question, why put so much work in on this? And sometimes I wonder if the work is even worth it. Then randomly, like Paula reaching out, someone reaches out and tells me about the impact that I've had in their life, or about how much they got out of a single episode of this show. It might come in through LinkedIn, it might come in through Facebook, Instagram, or a multitude of different sources. But they talk to me about how much it impacted them and how, and that, I can't even explain it, how fulfilled I am in that moment. And it brings me back to that mission. It brings me back to, if I could just touch one person, it's worth it. And that almost sounds self-serving in of itself, but it's not. I learned leadership through a lot of mistakes. And what I see my gift to the world is that I can help other people not to make those mistakes like I did. I can teach them a different way, like someone taught me, like multiple people taught me. And that's why, if I can reach one person, make an impact with one person, it's good enough. So how do we apply this in our lives? How do we apply it in our leadership? Well, first and foremost, it starts with self-awareness, right? We need to understand how we impact others. It involves things like asking ourselves, how do I truly make other people feel? How do people feel when they're around me? Am I being kind? Am I being understanding? Am I empathetic? Or do I simply let my pains dictate my actions with other people? Now, an example of this is every one of us knows that one guy at work, right? Or girl. We know that one person at work who comes in after the weekend, They were out on a bender somewhere. And that person comes in and takes out their poor life choices on everyone else around them. We know that person. I'm sure in your minds you just put a name to that person. And as leaders, we cannot be like that. We can't be like that in our homes. We can't be like that out in public or in our workplace. Being a leader is about people choosing to follow you. And that simply comes from the impact that you make. Sometimes we find ourselves making judgments on people, right? Like, oh, that person didn't show up for work today because, you know, they knew how hard the work was going to be today. Or they insert the blank with whatever judgment just ran through your head. You know you're making them. I make them still today, and I have to fight them off. And I know better. You know, the interesting thing about the human mind is that when we don't know, we start to assume. We do this because in the absence of information, our minds believe that they need to fill in the blanks to complete the sentence. But the interesting thing about the human condition is that it usually fills in with negativity. And I'm not sure if that is instinctual or if it's learned, but it's normal. Now, in our workplace, we do this quite often. We make judgments around the people or about the people around us. But let me ask you this. Are you any different at home? Now, I remember at a time in my life when I would come home from work, I was worn out. I was working 16-hour days, what have you. I had every excuse in the world to be an asshole, and I used them. I used every excuse to be an asshole. And I usually took that out on my family, right? And my wife, worst of all. You know, my wife is, she's a very giving person. She is continuously serving her family. And back in this time, instead of saying something like, you know what, honey, this was a wonderful dinner. I'm sorry that I wasn't home in time to eat with the family, right? I would do something else, right? Because I didn't feel good about me. Because I used every excuse in the book to be an asshole. What I would do instead is come home and see the one thing she didn't get done. And that's what I would ask about. Why didn't you get this done? I've told you guys before, I was not a good husband. I'm a lot better one now, but I got a long way to go still. But in these moments, how do you suppose I made her feel in those moments? What was my impact on my wife? What was my impact on our marriage? Now, how about when your kids talk to you? Right? You might not be an asshole to your wife or your husband. But what about when your kids try and talk to you? What about when they want to play with you? But you're too busy watching a movie or scrolling on your hamster wheel phone. How does that make them feel? How are you creating your legacy? What kind of impact are you making on your kids? And I'm going to let that one sink in for a second. Because that one's probably even more common than how you treat your spouse. How many times, I know it's been too many in my life, but how many times has your kid asked you to play ball, but you're too busy? And what's your busy? Instagram? I'm not judging you, because I've been there many times. But I want you to think about it. I want you to think about that impact. So today, let's throw a challenge out there. But before I do that, I want to tell you about something that my dad always says. He says, and I quote, "Memories are the only thing we can take with us when we die." Let me say that again. Memories are the only thing we can take with us when we die. So with that knowledge bomb dropped on us, with that knowledge just eating us up right now, why don't we go out there and create some kick-ass memories for the people around us? I want you to go and I want you to compliment your spouse for everything that he or she did today. But with that, I don't want you to give them a single critique. I also want you to go and tell them what you love about them. Not what they did, but what you love about them. Now, before you go, "Steve, you're a crazy cracker, stop that." What I want you to do is I want you to stop and think about the impact that that'll make on your spouse. And then do it a second day and a third day and see how much your relationship's changed. I did a challenge here a while back. And it was simply for 30 days, and my wife joined me on this, spouse, for 30 days, we had to tell each other what the other person's most endearing quality was that day. And I tell you what, there's some days when it's damn hard to find an endearing quality. You know, there's some days when you just fight, right? And it's hard to see the good in them. So we have to look for it. And we have to acknowledge it. Another thing is turn off the TV. Turn off your phone. I want you to go play with your kids tonight. Go make time for them. Go out and be a coach for kids out in your community. Be a mentor for someone out in your community. Be a mentor for someone at work. You have knowledge that other people don't have in some way, shape, or form. Go out there and share it. Be genuine with it. At work, go show gratitude to your employees and your coworkers. Your employees and coworkers, these are really the people that make you successful every day. All right. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'd love to hear your follow-up stories about this topic. I want to hear about these experiences that you've just created, about the impact that you've had on someone else's life. And if you have stories like I have with previous employees reaching back out to you or other people from conferences or, you know, whatever, I'd love to hear those too. But I really want to hear the stories about impact. So you can hit me up on all the social media. You can send me an email on my website, whatever you want or need to do. But share those stories. Now, remember, there's a lot of noise and chaos out there in the world. There's a ton of noise and chaos. But we got to cut through all that noise and chaos. How we make others feel is perhaps the most enduring part of our legacy. It's the most important, but also the most overlooked. All right, so that's it for today's episode. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. I hope that this topic inspires you. I hope that it creates some positive, some lasting impacts, and affects all of your interactions going forward. Now, until we get together next time, go out there and continue to make an impact one interaction at a time. Leaders, you have come here once again to listen to this message, but listening is not good enough. What are you going to apply today, this week, this month, and this year? How are you going to apply this challenge that I just set for you? And remember, when you become a better leader, you become a better spouse, a better parent, a better coworker, and ultimately, the person that other people want to follow.
You have just experienced the heat and pressure of the forge. Remember, words without action are meaningless. Now, after the heat of the forge, shape your thoughts, quench your brain, then put your new tools to use, adding to your leadership. Tune in next week for more lessons from the Forge.